This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole is trying to do the right thing on AIDS, but the right wing won't let him. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, you've been paying lip service to the importance of keeping partisan politics out of AIDS, but you flunked your own test last month when you allowed the right wing to pressure you into withdrawing as a sponsor of an important testimonial dinner in Washington for Surgeon General Everett Koop. The right wing was seething over Dr. Koop's stand against massive mandatory testing and for comprehensive education to prevent AIDS. So your extremist friends decided to teach Dr. Koop a lesson. They urged the public officials who had signed up for the testimonial to withdraw in protest against Dr. Koop. A profile in courage, Bob Dole was not. You buckled under the pressure, saluted the far right, and pulled out as a sponsor. Shame on you, Bob. You flew the coop when you should have stood your ground.
Ted, you certainly know how to make a mountain out of a molehill. The dinner you're all worked up over began as a right-to-life tribute to Dr. Koop. But the event was undermined by disorganization, and many of the sponsors withdrew. Ted, I'll say it again. The nation is looking for leadership, not partisanship. Tossing political bombs like you did today won't help us find a solution to AIDS. Ted, you have already endorsed my call for a presidential commission on AIDS. Join me as we continue to look for a nonpartisan solution to this medical nightmare. Actually, I'm surprised you aren't up to speed on some real news on the AIDS front. President Reagan has requested an additional $300 million for AIDS research and public education. That puts the administration's commitment at almost $800 million for 1988. Ted, some people talk, others act. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Soviet puppets in Nicaragua kick their own people when they're down. Where does Ted stand on Marxism? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.